and it is a busy day on Capitol Hill today. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions was interrupted by protesters as he began the first of 2 days of confirmation hearings to become the next attorney general. Lawmakers are also hearing today from the heads of U.S. intelligence agencies about Russian hacking during the election. And meanwhile, there is growing opposition among Senate Republicans to the idea of repealing Obamacare without a replacement. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin joins us now. Senator, welcome back.
Well, Jeremy, Happy New Year.
Well, and what is the latest plan at this point among Republicans in the Senate when it comes to Obamacare? Is it repeal and replace right away, or repeal and delay, or something else?
Well, I think there are a number of plans. I think set up a process where we can maybe start repairing the damage and working toward a system that actually works without any Democratic support, which is not my preferred solution. I think we ought to be doing is, rather than talking about repeal and replace, we ought to be talking about repair the damage and transition to a system that actually works. I think there's an awful lot of people that have that similar type of viewpoint. So it's a work in process because this is incredibly complex. Our first goal should be do no harm and then start repairing the damage that's already been done.
Do you think that Republicans, though, would be willing to repeal before there's a plan for replacement?
Well, we're certainly not going to blow up the market and pull out the rug from under people and let people high and dry. I just left a meeting with my Wisconsin State Insurance Commissioner, a couple other state insurance commissioners, and I think the main point of that is, turn this back over to the states. We actually do know how to regulate insurance. The national model hasn't worked out that well. We've learned a fair amount of lessons, and give us the flexibility to regulate insurance and actually enact real reforms, real market reforms that constrain costs and provide greater access to better quality care.
But have you seen a plan of those reforms, something that could be done right away, or do you think that it's going to take some time before there's a replacement plan that's on the table?
Well, one of the points made is, our insurance commissioner said it's going to take time for the markets to heal themselves, to reconstitute into a non-federally regulated system. It's going to take time for states to react. I mean, some legislators only meet once every couple of years. So I don't think there's going to be anything instantaneous, particularly something that starts devolving insurance power back to the states, which is what I think the long-term solution would be here. And I think an awful lot of Americans start agreeing with that, too. They've taken a look at all the promises made under Obamacare, a reduced health care cost. Well, that hasn't panned out. In fact, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. They've seen Washington, D.C., the federal government, botch this, and I think they're probably more than willing to let the states give it another shot.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that you would prefer to leave that broken system in place than just take it away before there's a plan to replace it.
Well, it's funny. Lamar Alexander, he's very good at providing analogies and said if you had a bridge that's about ready to collapse, the first thing you would do is you'd start working to repair that bridge. You weren't going to blow it up. I mean, at least people have a bridge to use. Repair that so people can use it while you start building the other bridges. It's not a bad analogy. I think that's what we're talking about, a broken system here. Let's shore up that bridge. Let's repair that damage while we start working on the bridges. And it may be multiple bridges. It could be a number of different approaches. But things like in Wisconsin, we had a high-risk pool that worked really well. Not perfect. I think we've learned some things that would actually address people with the pre-existing conditions, the high-risk patients. There are far better approaches. I'd rather see 50 states provide those models rather than have one-size-fit-all model in the federal government here that, let's face it, Obamacare has been a miserable failure. It has not even come close to living up to its name, the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
So, Senator, if somebody's out there with insurance through the Affordable Care Act or somebody works in a hospital or in the insurance industry, when are they going to know, or when are we going to know, what's going to happen with Obamacare?
It's going to take a while. Again, it's very complex. Obamacare has been in place now for a number of years. It's done some real harm to our not only insurance markets, but just our health delivery markets, and it's going to take time to repair that damage. But I think everybody should rest assured that nobody here wants to pull out the rug from under people, leave them high and dry without access to quality health care. So it's a goal we all share. I mean, we should concentrate on that. Everybody wants every American to have access to affordable and quality health care. How do you achieve that goal? we start getting some divisions, but it is what we're all striving to do. If we keep that in mind, if we work in good faith with the other side, hopefully we can repair the damage and transition to something that actually works.
That's Ron Johnson, Republican senator from Wisconsin. Thanks so much for joining us.
Have a great day.